Let's take a look at the week ahead in the canyons of Wall Street. What will investors be looking at? Well, on Monday, they'll be looking at a couple of indexes coming up. The Purchasing Managers Index comes out on Monday, and that's for services. And that services index is estimated at 55.9. That would be up nicely from 53.3 in the prior reading. Now, remember, readings above 50 are expansionary. They're in the positive side of things. We'll also get the ISM Non-Manufacturing Index. Once again, that's a services index. Comes out Monday morning, estimated at 58.8. Last reading was 59.9. Readings above 50 are expansionary. Both of those are expected to be in solid expansionary territory. Wednesday, we'll get the employment report, the ADP employment report. Automatic Data Processing is the company behind that. That is a national employment report. And what they do is they compute it from a subset of ADP records representing about 400,000 U.S. business clients and about 23 million U.S. employees who work in the private industrial sector. So it's pretty broad-based. It's estimating, consensus-wise, 203,000 new jobs. And if that happens, then the labor market will tighten further, as it has been tightening. We'll be talking to our guest about that also. On Friday, we get the employment situation from the Labor Department. They're estimating, consensus-wise, 205,000 new jobs in the Labor Department report on Friday. So these two reports are very, very close in the 203, 205 area, hundreds of thousands. And 205,000 versus 203,000. We'll get that report on Friday morning. And unemployment rate is estimated to drop to 4.0. Right now it's at 4.1. Either reading is full employment plus. Generally, full employment is about 4.5. So we've gone through that, and the labor market is tightening, and we'll have to keep an eye on that because that can be something that can raise future inflation. We'll be getting all of that this week, along with the update on jobless claims Thursday, which are estimated at 220,000. These reflect the layoffs, of course, versus 210,000 the prior week. I mean, we're talking about readings last week that go back to the 1960s. Think about that. Back to the 1960s. And we've had three consecutive years now. I mean, we've had like 150 weeks in a row, something like that, where the jobless claims number has been extremely low. And obviously that is the reason that we have seen a steady growth in new jobs. When the jobless claims are low, the new jobs do very, very nicely, and that's exactly what we've seen